The road to the Saloni Creek Rifle Range will be getting new fish passage culverts, and the borough boiler room will get a renovation. Both projects had contracts for the engineering phase approved by the Assembly last night. Also last night, the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly received the semi-annual report from the Bayside Fire Department Chief, Howard Rue, who says Bayside in 2019 had 189 calls.
Which is an increase over 30% from 2015. The majority of my calls are EMS with 55%, and you can see the rest of the breakdowns. We actually had 26 fires, which is a pretty substantial part. And these are actual working fires that we're either working with the city or go out on our own. But we had a lost person that we worked with to help get them back to safety. Controlled burns, good intent calls, automobile accidents, MVAs, trees going down, hazmat calls. Been getting a lot of smoke calls this last year. Power lines going down and smoke detectors.
And he noted that fewer people are getting burn permits, which is a concern since the permits allow the fire departments to know ahead of time that smoke in a certain area may be an authorized burn instead of a home fire. Rue added that Bayside recently received state certification as a registered fire department. Borough Manager Mike Powers gave the Assembly an update on this week's meeting of the Local Emergency Services Council, which is coordinating efforts to provide a response to the coronavirus should it make its way to Kodiak. But it wasn't all serious business last night. Manager Powers gathered staff together in order to present the 2019 Employee of the Year Award, as well as the Employee of the Quarter for the first quarter of 2020, which were given to the same person, Elliot Blocka, a borough maintenance mechanic who does a little bit of everything to keep things running.
You didn't think we would let this go by easily, would you? Mr. Blocka, if you would come up, please. Thank you. At ease. Thank you very much. So this is one of the better parts of my job, when we recognize employees for their hard work. And this evening we're recognizing Elliot for all of his hard work. He was not only Employee of the Quarter this quarter, but also Employee of the Year. That means he gets two checks out of this, and semi-matching placards to hang on his wall.
For his part, Blocka said, it's easy to be a good worker when he works with so many good people. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.